And we got to, we got a lot done. I mean, when I look at the 62 pages of notes, which seems extreme, but we've gone over, you know, 100 conditions, I suppose. Where we left off was around Raynaud's syndrome.
Okay.
If you would be so kind as to tell me what the disconnection with Raynaud's syndrome might be.
Okay, we'll develop it just a little bit. It's because it's more of the sin, when you start talking in syndromes, then
right.
You have causal effects that you're asking us to speak on. So you've got to, in this case, syndrome, develop it just a little bit, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, because actually it can be a syndrome with other diseases or just a phenomenon. Well, it's basically a vasospastic disorder causing discoloration of the fingers and toes.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be the one that goes with a whole bunch of other conditions, but boy, there's some pretty scary-looking pictures on it and on the internet here. But that causes nails to become brittle or longitudinal, ridging. Okay, I guess it's called idiopathic, or it can be secondary, and that would be secondary to another disease. So I'm talking about the idiopathic one. They're talking about it being an exaggeration of vasomotor responses to cold or emotional stress.
Yes.
More specifically, it's a hyperactivation of the sympathetic system causing extreme vasoconstriction of the peripheral blood vessels leading to tissue hypoxia.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that becomes very easily balanced within the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't reach the hypothalamus because they don't think that the constriction is not having to do with temperature, but the constricting part is where you're stuck on the on switch.
Uh-huh.
Where your body says, I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm cold. Well, it gets stuck in
uh-huh.
the on spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that disconnection, we've got to switch gears because we've been so specific with the other stuff. We've got to go back to generalized vague
mm-hmm.
to how you address it is extend the conditional responses that are naturally, now see, they're having this experience naturally, and it's known as a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you gotta shift natural into this experience as abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Then the body naturally will adjust and or abridge itself to a more normal, can we say conductivity of the hypothalamus? But that doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So what is the shift that the body can do to help this adjustment?
Well, sure. If it's constricting, make it colder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
If it's too open, if it's or reverse it. Sometimes you can do it with hot, cold, cold, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you're presented with the obvious other version, you may choose the more normal one. So it doesn't have to show up in this vascular constriction that causes your body to, well, basically strangle it from being life-giving blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
now in your total biology gobbledygook, it would be, we didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Yeah, you're very disrespectful there. Yeah,
sorry, but it is. It's that you're in a, you're canned, you're pressurized,
uh-huh.
and pasteurized,
mm-hmm.
and it's the body's way of responding in kind.
Mm-hmm.
We love those devils.
The devils?
Yeah, the total biology devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Still love them, though.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bridge or something.
They help folks. If you can think about things a different way,
mm-hmm.
then you might embrace a different thought.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because otherwise, the reason that was necessary, you didn't ask all this, the reason it was necessary, because what do you do when you get to go to your regular doctor and he says, it's over?
Mm-hmm.
You say, no, it's not. And they say, oh, yeah, we've done the test. We know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't have something inside of you saying, no, doctor, I'm coming into my power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know. I've got to deal with this vibrational before it's going to show up on your test. Well, you're not going against the medical profession. Well, good luck. Then you're not. If you're not going to listen to me, why are you coming in here for?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, if you don't have that, then total biology is a wonderful way. If you can just make up with your mama and then you're all right, well, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
But many times it seems to be a little more salacious than that, more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
Mama fell dead, and I never got to tell her I was sorry.
Yes.
She said all her life that I'd be the death of her.
Yeah, and here is living proof of that.
I knew it would end in tears.
So sad.
So there you go, but now here, listen to our words on it would line up basically with a total biological reference in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
So they must not be too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here they come to save the day.
Okay, let's move on to shingles.
Oh, shingles. Okay, it is chickenpox.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what chickenpox are is a virus. But once you got chickenpox, you can't have more chickenpox, because once you've had chickenpox, you've had chickenpox. So your body normally builds a resistance to chicken of the pox.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get low, what they call low, your system gets challenged, or you get basically, the system is low. Then what happens is it runs along the nerves, just like the virus chickenpox, but it becomes a place of breeding ground for that disconnection, and that disconnection runs on the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in your trunk, it'll run all the way around, or if it's in your arm, it'll run all the way down your arm, or if it's wherever it is. Well, that viral position is just that. It's just that. It's a virus.
Is that the same thing that viral position is just that, a virus?
No, I'm sorry, we were swallowing things, so he was swallowing things, so it had to get down.
Okay.
So how you deal with it is you let it run its course.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As with anything that's viral, and you don't give any attention to the shingles, you give all attention to the building yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And the building yourself up is not very successful done with drugs, because the drugs that they give you end up just trying to get you numb so you don't crawl out of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Many describe it as like their skin's crawling. Well, the point of it is you work on or look at or address the symptom, and the symptom is you got your chicken pox that you can't have, so they call it shingles. So if you get low, it's when that shows up. Then you spend all your attention to building your system up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it. So you really pour in the energy-enriching vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And not the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they use? Zovirex.
They use
antivirals.
Other types of triclavir.
Right.
Yes, and there's others that they have if you have sensitivities to that. But see, you're already pretty susceptible if you get yourself low enough to catch the shingles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
What Now, I've had a couple of people just had tremendous, tremendous pain with it. They haven't been able to, you know, to disconnect.
Wear clothes. They can't wear brassieres.
Right.
They can't have anything touch their skin. Breathing is excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's basically when it runs along those nerve endings, it would be like when somebody has a tiny little cut on their finger, a paper cut, and they just go crazy because all those nerve endings are there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you expose, and this is one that runs along the nerves,
mm-hmm.
as in the regular chicken pox, which has the pustular kind of thingy things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one, something very interesting. It's great fun. And this is you can document this yourself, which is pretty. It's very insightful. Let's say you're a human creator and you've never had the chicken pox. Let's say you're a human creator and you've never had the chicken pox vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've lived and you never got the chicken pox for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason. That's not too odd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but they've never had it. It is an impossibility for them to get the shingles.
Oh.
Really? You never got that before.
Really?
You cannot have shingles unless you've actually had a breakout.
You
can pop.
Right.
Impossible. The best you get is chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they've embraced that very much.
Well, they talk about it being reactivated chicken pox, but I've never, I've never seen them take it to the extreme of.
Well, but yes,
you can't get it unless.
Right, you don't get shingles, you just got chicken pox.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It has to be within the dermis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were going to be really stretching here, we'd pull you back and say, this is that RNA business showing up again.
Mm-hmm.
You may use that in your wordy words to validate how your super scrubber, super duper pooper scoopers are going to work
mm-hmm.
when you start scrubbing RNA receptors
mm-hmm.
for the answer to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Might come in handy, but that's a sidebar.
Okay, let me take that sentence then and put it. And I'll tuck it away in a little place here in the patent application.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, but it will become a validator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Not a deal.
Yeah, we have to be careful, or otherwise then they're going to go saying, oh, great, now we have to give every human creator cancer so this treatment works.
No.
That might work. We said,
no.
Hey, I already got the cancer. I can't get any more cancer than I've already got.
Okay, but for the pain, is there something non-physical can say to people about treating this excruciating pain?
You hear how you said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's how you do it. You get a Epsom salt scrub. Or, if you want to, but you really want the magnesium is what you really, really, really want.
Uh-huh.
Really. But let's say if you did it from a baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know they make the what do you call it when you make a baking soda and put a little water and stir it up and make it like a mask or a...
Oh, right, a poultice-y thing?
Like a poultice thing.
Oh.
That sometimes can give us a bit of soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Some have even tried to deal with like a calamine.
Mm-hmm.
Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes something else that's very significant is gypsum.
Gypsum. Mm-hmm.
Gypsum will be effective. So you might mix up Epsom salts, bacon, bicarbonate of soda, and gypsum and make like a paste
mm-hmm.
and get in a real good mood and soothe it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the issue. what you put on, you've got to get off. And the getting off ain't going to be delicious. But
well,
it will. But see, remember, our issue is not soothing it. Our issue is what caused it. And what caused it is your low.
Yeah.
So the faster you build yourself up, the faster it's going to go away with that all this snake oil business. But it can, but some have it burning, some have it just, oh, they think they're dying. I mean, because it's just so incredibly invasive.
Exactly.
Because you've just basically excited the nerve endings to the point that they're full out and cut it off, take it out, remove it.
Okay, anything more on that before we move to sinus infections?
No, we're good. But that's a calming...
Yeah, very
good. It is calming. Oh, yes, there is. Sorry, one more thing. Find you a good Idaho Irish potato.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a mandolin. And you slice it very, 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 very thin. And you don't rinse it. You want the starch. And what you do is you lay that potato on it. And if it's in a position where you can do it, we'd say get you a little Curlex and wrap it so you're not like dripping starch. If you can stand it. But now most human creators, if they've got to run it, if they're bad enough, that they're having to cut Irish potatoes and put on their shingles, they probably may not be so comfortable with wrapping anything in Curlex. Okay? I mean, just...
Yeah, I got it.
So,
yeah,
you're going to have to be real. So they ain't going to take no ace bandage and something binding on them. But the potato, the drawing capacity of the potato, does indeed draw some of that, not inflammation, but the angriness of the nerve. Kind of. That's old timey, but it works.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, then it's sinus infections.
Well, are you talking about sinusitis? Are you talking about, what are you talking about?
Well, what's interesting about sinus infections or sinusitis, to me, it's pretty similar. According to the Mayo Clinic, 97% is fungal related.
Oh, for sake. Fungal of what? You might have got to ask them, okay, yes, it's fungal related. If you've got the athlete's foot and you use your toenail clippers to cut hairs out of your nose, then yes, it would be.
No, it's more like yeast organisms from taking out the antibiotics.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what the Mayo Clinic says.
Well, I've been wanting to cure it.
Because nobody will believe it, and they just keep using antibiotics.
Well, if you're taking the advice from one that can't straighten it out, then maybe they've missed the point. See, that's the trick. Here you go. If you want to deal with it from that side, it can be a simple imbalance of flora and fauna. Okay, now we'll give you that one. Now, what's the leading cause of effect of flora and fauna?
Like a probiotic,
sometimes increase the fungal comes when you have it in balance. It doesn't just attack you and go, oh, you look pretty good, okay, I'll take you. No, many times they find issues where they have those polyps in the nose and different abnormalities. That like a deviated septum, sometimes they have a propensity for those sinuses not to flow. You notice we didn't say drain, we said flow. Because everybody's all irrigating and opening this stuff up. Well, that's not the problem. The issue is that they got this out where it won't flow. So, zinc. Drink lots of water.
interesting is, in my experience, when people avoid sugar, wheat, and dairy, their sinuses stop being a problem.
Well, yeah.
So that implies it can be dietary and fungal as well.
Well, but the fungal comes from the imbalance of dietary.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying sometimes, but not every time. So.
Well, a majority of the time, actually.
Well, then you should eliminate everything.
Yeah.
That's the case, and see what it was. Oh, I mean, but you're right. Okay, but zinc will also address that as well. You're trying to get your body to naturally do what it naturally does.
Yeah.
And if it's not doing what it naturally does, you can blame it on the rain. But see, we're talking about the flow of sinus making extra mucus that can't flow, so it has to come out your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's balanced and flowing the way it is, then that irritation that you're calling a drippy nose and or infection and or green stuff coming out your nose, that's all the dynamics of an inappropriate operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So, zinc will dry it up.
How come?
Because it does. It's natural, what you call reparative nature. Does a great people take and they do salt. Well, what does salt do? Dries it up. They'll do the saline squirts. Well, that's what it does. Is it dries it up, draws it out, so it becomes able to flow. See, it's a flood. It's producing too much snot. Okay? And so anything that opens that up, or what do you call it, your little pot, usually?
Neti pot, yeah.
It's your neti pot. Well, you're bringing that up into the sinus, so it has a response. Good. And that's, and now if you've got other abnormalities, and you got to address those, okay? You know, if you've got nodes and things stopped up, or been in an accident, and you've crushed your sinus canals and stuff, then you may have to have some invasive stuff, but you know, a tin blade isn't going to help. We'd say you could really overdose on zinc before you start having cutting stuff out.
Okie dokie. Interesting. Okay. Then, where do we go from here? Well, I've got, well, we did colds and flus probably. I mean, there's skin conditions, but I don't even know how to, where to go with that.
Ogtala.
Yeah, right. Because we've done the eczema, we've done psoriasis and everything, so. Then
but,
I have.
But if you do a section on skin condition, just say, liberally smear fresh Ogtala. Often.
Fresh?
Yeah. No stale pig. We want fresh pig.
Yeah, right. Then, I mean, there's smell and taste problems. I don't even know where to go with that. Sore throat. We did colds and flus. Sprains. Why does someone get sprains?
They distend tendons, muscles, and those connective tissues. So that a reactionary cause shows up as an inflammation to slow you down so that the body can naturally reconfigure that breach or disconnection. Let's see, that covered like a wrenching, like if you turn your ankle. Or you sprain a knee, or you pull an Achilles tendon. That's the body's natural way of saying, easy, something's afoot here. Well, when something's afoot, then guess what? It slows you down. You don't put weight on it. You don't put weight on it, so it has a chance to reconnect. Now, you're asking if some people are more common. commonly have a propensity for getting sprains.
Mm.
We say yes, but other people never get sprains and have breaks.
Mm.
But then they'll tell you quick that a bad sprain is worse than a good break.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a clean break, because a clean break is a simple process.
Mm-hmm.
But a bad sprain, there could be a lot of neuromuscular,
damage, yeah.
neuromuscular reconductivity mm-hmm. that's got to take place here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not talking about like when a femur's sticking out of the leg, or you know what I mean. Just
mm-hmm.
you broke your arm and they put it in a cast and all is well.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and is that what it is, and is that enough, and or how do you deal with it? Then exercising. So if you get lots of sprains, spend as much time as you spend in an ACE bandage stretching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The more you stretch, the less it strains. You can't strain it. It's flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know, get into a place, somebody that's dying of gout, and tell them to stretch, and they'll take a butcher knife to you, you know, because that's not how it works. But outside of the obvious, if you just naturally have the condition of easy sprained, then stretch.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I know that.
Not from bodybuilding, not resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Tighten a muscle and you're easy to sprain. You can rip it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why not many people walking along and break their Achilles tendon.
Mm-hmm.
It's them super duper athletes that's been juicing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ones that go snapping. You snap that pup and you'll know it.
Okay. And the next is just plain stress. Do you want to tackle that? Or
yeah, that's
what
easy.
Do you think?
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. Stress. You got to identify what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a job in and of itself. If you knew what it was, you wouldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you can, and you are, and you have to, then find, the only thing that you can do at that stage is find anything less confining than where you are.
Right.
If something stresses you out, get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to kill it. You can just spend a night or two away from it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that's coming from your outer kingdom that you are causing, because some people just like drama. And they stir up drama, and then when it really gets to be hot and heavy, then they go, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you're going to be a drama queen, then stress will certainly be part of your aspect. So
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get you some Xanax and some Ativan, because you're going to require it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're being mean, but we don't mean it. We don't mean it bad. We just mean it. But if you can release it, then it won't be stress.
Mm-hmm.
If you can release it, it won't be stressed.
Yeah, very good.
So if you can find a way, if you can't release it, then to ease off on it until it can correct itself by giving it no attention, it every single time, without fail or exception, addresses itself.
Mm-hmm.
But now if your stress is gauged from a hypersensitive state of emoting, then we say you must disconnect from that particular emotion. And the biggest one of those and the hardest one of those is called fear. There's people so stressed out because they're afraid they're going to get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take that. That really stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. So that's that trick. And so we already know that emotions are contained in love, which is in a force field. Well, it's just like if your sinuses are also in a force field, if you can get them to flow the way you do, you don't have to run around with Kleenex tissues crammed up your nose.
I think, did I get this sentence right or wrong? Emotions are contained in love, which is a force field?
Yes.
How can emotions be contained in love?
Because love is a force field.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but would you say emotions of love are contained in love?
No. No. Well, but love is not an emotion. Love is a force field.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, because I think you may be right. We just want to see how we can clean it up.
Emotions are contained in love, which is a force field.
Yes, love, which is a force field.
But emotions are contained in love. I guess I've never heard you say that.
Well, okay, then let's say it this way. Emotions are contained in a force field, which is love. Do you like that better? And Carolyn said, no. Or no, what you're supposed to say is, right? But that's what it is. So.
Well, is the force, I guess what I don't know is this force field of emotions just love, or are there other emotions in there?
Love is not an emotion.
Oh, right.
That's where people get crossways.
But you're kind of calling it an emotion if you're saying emotions are contained in a force field, which is love.
No.
It implies that emotions and love are the same.
No, they're contained there. Your bathtub is not your bath. It may be where you take a bath, but your bathtub is not your bath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Emotions are contained in the force field of love.
No, that is love.
In the force field, that is.
So what we're trying to point out is that love is a force field and not an emotion. And that'll be the biggest depressurizer of all.
Mm-hmm.
You can wrap yourself around that. You go, holy crap, you mean love is not an emotion? No, it most certainly is not. It's a force field.
Well, then, are emotions emotions? Because what you're implying here, that emotions being a force field, they're not even emotions.
They're not an emotion.
There are no emotions.
Yes, dear. All emotions are contained within your inner kingdom in a force field, and that force field is love.
I just don't get it, actually. I didn't think you were saying that before.
Oh, yeah. A lover who loves, the ultimate goal. A lover who loves,
mm-hmm.
Well, love is a force field. Well, a force field is not an emotion. Therefore, love is not an emotion.
And then when you're saying emotions are in this force field, are you saying fear is not emotion, anger is not emotion?
Oh, yeah, no. All those are emotions. Love, gratitude, hate, disdain, fear, we said that, anger, depression, bliss, happiness, joy, excitement. There's, 30 or 40, and you make up new ones every day.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And those emotions are contained in a force field. And that force field is called love.
Wow.
Therefore, because tears aren't an emotion, are they?
I suppose they could be called an expression of an emotion.
That's right. Tears of what kind of tears? Tears of the object of the preposition. They would be tears of joy,
mm-hmm.
Tears of sadness, tears of anger, tears of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy I could just cry. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, cry, and I'd hoped for so much more. Disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's contained in a force field, which is love. And if it's allowed from the inner kingdom into your middle kingdom, that's why you have to name what the tear is regarding.
Mm-hmm. If it's allowed from inner kingdom to middle kingdom, did you say?
Yes, because you could be angry and nobody'd ever know it.
Yeah.
Well, and you're the queen of that anyway, honey. You could have lots of opinions and never say anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That can be pressure, but all of a sudden lately you've been able to say, I don't like that.
Right.
And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And not, and you see, that's moving that emotion that's contained in your inner kingdom and allow it to be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Bob is so fun, is because he just lets it out. He just lets it rip. He didn't care. Bam! He just throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because he never has a pressure regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it didn't last long enough to be pressurized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? And even if he's cross about something, it rarely gets to an emotion because the time it gets to be where we're ready to fight, he's forgotten what he was mad about.
Mm-hmm. But, gosh, why is the force field just a love force field and not an anger or any other?
Anger's not a force field.
Wow.
Hate's not a force field.
Wow.
See, that's why love is the deal breaker.
Wow.
That's why every single time we turn around, we say we love you. We love you more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
A strong force field wants to be present.
Mm-hmm.
This line, no, this far, no further.
Mm-hmm.
People think of love as like, well, I don't tell people I love them. We should.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you were saying sorry in your come on, I want to lay you prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Well, that takes your power back. I apologize, and I'm so powerful, I'm going to acknowledge that I've trespassed on you, but I'm so powerful I have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. That doesn't mean you want to go get busy with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in ours is love always.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a defining container.
Mm-hmm.
A defining container. Gosh, that's great, girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's old school. We thought you got that one already.
I know. It's like, so love is a defining container of our emotions.
Yes.
And that love is sort of, like you say, the deal breaker.
Because then that's how you come, that's how you sometimes get to a place where you say, well, I don't love you anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
if love is, how can love not be?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to change it and say, I don't love you. I did love you, but now I don't. So
mm-hmm.
I don't love you anymore. And then we would laugh and say, so, okay, does that mean you love us any less?
mm-hmm.
Because, see, if it's something you can just turn on and turn off, it'd take care of all divorces. There wouldn't be none.
Mm-hmm.
Now, old timey, folks had a belief. And that belief was that once you love, you always love.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't have anything to do with the emotion of I like having orgasms with you. If you love, it's a binding force field of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's bound and connected, honey, once you bake the cake, you're going to play hell trying to separate the eggs and the flour and the milk and the butter out of that homogeneous baked cake.
Mm-hmm.
We guess it's possible, but not so likely.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a new thing. Well, if you get to the old-timey of love is, and then you go through love is patient, love is kind, love is forgiving, and all those different things that said that love is, every one of those are gauged on the dynamic of a force field.
Mm-hmm.
It contains.
Mm-hmm.
So then you turn around and you say, okay, so what you're saying, Ion, is that love hates.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. See, that's fun. You didn't know you just don't get in the oyster business today.
No. So, with the love hate statement, is that the two conversations?
No, dear. Hate is contained as an emotion in the force field of love.
Wow.
That's how love can hurt. That's also how love can stink.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you let it.
Well, of course, but we're talking about all emotions, you see. So, yeah. But let it is a is an activation of a force field. That's how people get crossways. And some of these dynamics that are so significant of duality, they just confound you. Well, it's always two things and don't know which one it is, so whichever way it is, flip a coin. Well, can't flip a coin because it comes on head more times than it does tails. So now it's a skewed or false premise. But if you just take it as face and know that love is a force field and that you're in charge of that force field, then you can allow whatever emotion it is at whatever appropriate time. Timing, obviously. I love my daddy so much, but I didn't cry at his funeral. I showed no emotion. So did I not? And they have big questions about that. So now, did I not love him enough? I didn't even cry. I didn't feel anything. But oh, I loved him. But I didn't feel anything. Well, all that is that was contained. The emotions that you're missing sometimes was contained in the force field of love. That's sweet or what? Now, see, you got all this out of pressure. Get out of town.
Yeah, Bob and I were just talking about the inner kingdom and that sort of thing, and I obviously didn't get this before.
It's the bucket that holds the salve, honey.
Well, I'll get Bob to listen to this and see if he wants to squeeze it more, but he'll probably say how he understood it already.
Yeah. And just by the way, there's no duality in love. Uh-oh. Well, you mean every conversation is not two conversations? Now, within this conversation, you can have more than duality because there is a gamut of emotions. But any emoting that takes place in your middle kingdom is released from the jar of the force field that holds the salve that is called love.
Any emoting is released
out of the jar,
mm-hmm.
out of love, into your middle kingdom.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because, see, Bob could walk in the room right now and piss you off. He could. And you still love him. But you can have an emotion and you still love him. But he'd say two sentences and send you right up a tree. And he could. And he almost even knows what those sentences are and sometimes likes to do it just so he can make up. And he does, and he wouldn't do that on purpose, but he'd get crossways, something he knows how to get you going. See, Carolyn, I got you going. Isn't that great? Bob, I'm going to punch you in the head, okay, but you'll have to patch me up. Okay, I won't punch you in the head, but I'm...
right.
Same thing.
Same thing.
That emotion is not the love.
Mm-hmm.
Comes contained.
Wow.
In love.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, still going to take a little bit for me to get that, but I'll work on it.
You turn Bobby loose on it. There won't be nothing left then.
I know. Yeah, I think I'm hung up on emotions or something. I don't know.
Well, they've been a driving force. That's why you can't remember. So is remembering of an emotion?
No.
Well,
Is
it?
So is understanding this going to help me with my remembering?
Yes, of course. Because now you've got it. Oh, Lord, now we've got a love body. Oh, Bob will have to have six bastard babies, if that be the case. No, we'd be in peak. But it will. It will, because then it's defined. Defined.
Okay. Yeah. I like definitions.
Yeah.
Oh.
It leads to clarity. or it leads you to the conclusion that you don't care and you're going to let it go. Either way, it's a conclusion. But that means you have to be defined by something, but a definition helps to connect. See, people get all crossways with love, and they say, I've had five wives, and we go, good. Well, no, I mean, and I love this one, and I love that one, but I really didn't love that one. Well, no, you just had different emotions with different ones. But if you understood that love was a force field, then you could love the one you with happily. Come what may, and that will contain all kinds of emotions within love. Well, hate is an emotion. So you're saying, Ion, that I should love someone that I hate? And we say many times you will. But you can't hate someone you love. The light bulb just went on.
Oh, did it?
But yeah. You can love somebody you hate, but you can't hate somebody you love. There's your difference. We doth smell a CD coming.
That's cool. You can't hate someone you love, but you can love someone you hate.
Of course. There's a lot of women sleeping with men that they just cannot stand, but they love them. So what? What's a girl to do? See, if they're not. You can't enter. If love was an emotion, it could be interchangeable.
Right.
But it can't. So it's not.
What caused us to be to create ourselves that way?
Oh, let's see. So that would be the second degree of separation. Okay, second degree of separation, or we would say clean up on aisle two, would be anything that confounds without your power. That's what causes the question. See, with your power, you get that, you know that, and then you're good. But without that, then it becomes you have a clerical deception. And so any clerical deception in the defining aspect that you're trying to embrace, if you're not there, if it's not connected, it's separated. So the degree of separation is just that. But once it's connected, then there is no separation. Then that what becomes answered or overlaid with the power of the notion of the connection.
So right now I'm not connected to the answer.
We didn't say that. We just explained that question of that place. And it's not a bad place, because if it gets you connected, then you are, and then you're good. No problem. It's not a problem. It's just a dynamic that you thought was one way that you're finding out is another way, and you're trying to digest it. See, and if you can't digest it, then we'd say go straight and eat the sewage, and then you don't have to digest it. It'll be all good for you. That's connecting the sewage business. Why do you say drink sewage? Well, you won't digest the good stuff, so go ahead and just have sewage. It'll do you well. You won't have any separation regarding it. It'll come in as it goes out.
Okay.
In which thing, the circle of life.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll work on that, or I'll just put it in my little box. If I don't have time to do this and see how it works out.
Well, but the connection is just that. And as you said this just a little bit, then you kind of go, okay, now here's what I know. Go based on the things you know. And you'll find that much of that knowing is not set in stone. Some will be, but not all. And if it's not, then you can't can't put that in the column of finished, say, fini.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on a becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's in the category of becoming, then it isn't come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason that humans, separate when they separated from their power, of course, that was the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
What choice? You disconnected. So how can you have a connection from a disconnection?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, as you come back into your power, then you know, and you know how to file it, you know how to work it, you know how to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does an electronic mail get to, from one recipient to the other is not even involved in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hit enter, I hit send, and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
On the Ethernet, gets to this other IP address and shows up in their box, and then they click it and they respond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how or what or why, it becomes outside of the conversation, because now you're empowered regarding electronic mail.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I'm good for now.
Okay. What's your next one in your medical run?
In my list, there's sunburn, and we won't have to do that. Then there's teeth problems, and then we'd already done temporomandibular joint a while back. But then there's tendonitis, ulcers, vaginitis, varicose veins, and warts, and that's it. Just five more things.
Well, not you know yellow fever?
No. Nobody gets yellow fever anymore.
Oh, well, good. That's one off the list.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, then, but now some of those can be voluminous, and we would do sunburn. So
okay.
We'll go, but
okay.
That's enough for another good run.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah. We've been
2 hours,
so we're good.
Oh, well, we can't tell. It's just getting warmed up now.
I know.
Very good. Well, therefore, we are totally, completely, deliciously, happily, marvelously, a force field.
Mm-hmm.